Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of me? How do I make sense out of all of this? How do we know how to take care of mom or dad or grammy or grampy or whoever it is? How do we do all that stuff if at the end of life I can't take care of myself? Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here for 19 years on KFBK and Clear Channel and all that good stuff. So glad to have you here. Remember a couple things. And we're going to, by the way, we're going to talk some more about vets today, because there's a lot of stuff happening with vets and the new VA rules. And I want to read you an article. And if you're a vet or you know a vet, you'll probably want to pay attention to the next half hour or so. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the heck they're talking about. When it comes to long-term care stuff, I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be. I have a California legal document assistant license that allows me to prepare legal documents at your request and direction. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I have to tell you that because this radio program might be secretly about insurance. I don't know. You've only been listening for 19 years if you haven't figured it out by now. I'm a notary. I cannot repair your transmission. In today's world, I have to tell you everything that not only I am, but I am not, because someone will get upset. So, as always, everything we talk about on this show is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice, although it's quite often quite good. I want to talk about vets, but I want to bring up a couple other things. Oh, let me just tell you how you can contact me. Sometimes I'm so eager to get going with what I have to talk about because I spend all week planning this that I forget some other stuff. So a couple ways for you to get a hold of me. One is the easiest way is to go to my website, assetsandaging.com, ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. When you go there, you can listen to this show. You can listen to other shows. You can listen to my podcast. You can read my blog. You can do all kinds of stuff. You can sign up for one of my workshops. My next workshop is on Saturday, November the 4th. There's information on that. You can sign up for that. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can send me a question or you can call me. You can always get a hold of me at my 800 number, even if you're in Sacramento, call the 800 number, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. If I'm not in, leave me a message, I'll return your call. Also, this week, I did them last week and they were so successful. People like them so much that this Tuesday at 11 and 12:30, that's Tuesday the 24th, I'm doing two little mini workshops in my office that are strictly on Medi-Cal. And how does Medi-Cal work? And am I going to lose my house? And are they going to take everything away from me? And how do I get Medi-Cal if I'm in a nursing home? All the stuff that people wonder about when it comes to long-term care planning, Medi-Cal, nursing homes, all that kind of stuff. Can they throw me out? What about Medicare? What about all that kind of stuff? They're intended to be no more than 45 minutes. You're welcome to come. Because it's limited in size to 5 people, and I'm only doing 2 of them, you need to call, and I'll give you my address and all that kind of stuff. And you're welcome to come. So if you would like to come to one of the two little mini workshops on Tuesday, the 24th, at either 11 or 12:30, then all you have to do is call my office, 800-999-8007, or go to my website and send me an email that says you would like to come, and I'll hold a spot for you. Because I am limited in size to no more, because it's in my office, to no more than 5 people, and it's going to be very directed, very intense, and all that kind of stuff. So if you would like to come, then you need to call me. Again, that's this coming Tuesday, the 24th, at either 11 or 12:30. Don't confuse that with my larger workshop on the 4th of November, which there'll be ads in the paper and there's all kinds of stuff, and that's a big one. This is very directed toward Medi-Cal and nursing homes. So again, that's Tuesday the 24th at either 11 or 12:30, limited to 5 people in each hour. So it's very directed, very intense. People get to ask questions specific to them. And it was so popular last week that I'm going to do it again this week. I didn't know what I was going to get, and the people that were there were very enthused. Last week I did 3, this week I'm only doing 2. Lots of ways to get in touch with me, lots of sources of information. Again, if you want to come to the little mini workshops on the 24th, give me a call at 800-999-8007. If you'd like to come to the larger workshop on the 4th, you can sign up for that online or give me a call. I just want to talk for a minute, and then I want to talk about vets. But I want to talk for a minute because of something that's been happening the last couple weeks. And that is, I have more and more, I'm seeing more and more and more people. I see a lot of people, folks, who are in absolute total denial and delusional about what's going on in their life. I had somebody in my office today whose spouse has a debilitating illness. And they're in complete denial about the fact that this is going to get really bad. And it is. It's a debilitating illness. I'm not going to tell you which one because I don't want to give anything away or make anybody uncomfortable. But it's a neuromuscular disease, and it's going to get really bad. And they're in complete, I don't even know the right word. But I'm seeing this more and more and more. The person said to me, I'm hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst. And I wanted to say, no, you're not, because you can't imagine how bad it's going to get. The people I know who have been caregivers for somebody, at the end of the day, all tell me the same thing. I never thought it would be this bad. You can't imagine how hard it is to take care of someone who has a dementia or a debilitating disease. If you've never done it, you can't imagine it. You can't. I had somebody come into my office alone who has a neuromuscular disease. Alone. Has no plans. Doesn't know who's going to take care of them. Has no plans whatsoever. None whatsoever for how they're going to take care of themselves. And so we started to put together a plan, and I got a phone call the next day from the person's stockbroker who said, no, he doesn't need to do any of that stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, how does the stockbroker know what this person needs to do? All the stockbroker is interested in is keeping the money. I'm not interested in taking the money. I'm interested in making sure that there's someone who's going to take care of this person when they, and by the way, they're to the point right now where they almost can't take care of themselves. I hope as I'm telling you these stories, you're recognizing them in yourselves or in your family. I had somebody else come in this week who sat down and said, I'm in the early stages of dementia. I have no spouse. I drove myself here. I'm in the early stages of dementia. And I remember thinking, I need to talk to whoever is going to help you. And that person left confused. And I remember thinking, I hope they get home. And I remember thinking, they probably won't remember that they've been here or that they need help. Folks, there are so many people out there who are hurting, who are ill, who are frail, who have dementia, who have Alzheimer's, who have debilitating diseases, who are, you know, who need help. And families and people are in utter denial. I was talking to a good friend of mine tonight, actually, as I'm recording this show, just before I started recording the show. We were sitting down chatting. And his one of his parents has been through in-home care, assisted living, and now is in memory care over a course of 5 years. And one of the things that they did in a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way was they've been open about the process all along and where their parent was going with this. And one of the things that that he said to me was, you know, we live too long. We're not prepared for living too long. And I go, I know. People just think they're going to go to sleep one night and not wake up. The problem is that people wake up night after night after night after night, morning after morning after morning after morning, and didn't die. They're just getting more and more frail, more and more demented, more and more less able to care for themselves. It's important that in your family's life or in your life, you begin to admit or recognize that this has happened and happening, and more importantly, that you're willing to take the hard steps and make the hard decisions that will lead to answers. I see so many people who have gone to their stockbroker or their tax guy or some attorney somewhere or whatever, and what they do is they get patted on the head and told, oh, it's going to be okay. No, it's not. If you have dementia, if your mom has dementia, it's going to get worse. If you have diabetes, you're at great risk for stroke, for heart attack, and for amputation. If you have MS, it's going to get worse. If you have Parkinson's, it's going to get worse. If you have muscular dystrophy, it's going to get worse. If you're just getting older, you're going to become more frail. I hope while you have the chance to listen to me, I'm getting older too, you know, that you'll begin to take this stuff seriously. You can go talk to anybody else you want to talk to. I read something today. Somebody brought in an article from a really big organization, and I said 80% of what's... I'm going to read you an article later on about the VA, and 80% of what's in it is wrong. It's just incorrect. And people are following because it's simple. People don't want to make hard choices. Most people in the United States don't even have a will or a trust. They think nothing's going to happen to them. And last time I checked, death is pretty much a certainty, with very few exceptions. So I'm trying to encourage you that if you're failing, if your family is failing, if your loved one is failing, please acknowledge it and then get the help that will make a difference down the road when you or they or whoever it is can't take care of themselves. And barring death, we are all going to get to the point where we can't take care of ourselves. We're going to need help. We're going to need a plan. We're going to need answers. It's why I've been doing this for 30 years almost, trying to get people to transition from the thought process that says it's all going to work out to the thought process that says I have to make sure that it works out that way. I can't leave it to chance. I can't just hope it's all going to work out. Whatever workout is, I being you, I being your family, I have to make it work out. I have to make it happen. I have to take the steps necessary to make sure that I don't become another one of the untold numbers of people who have lost everything, who have become a part of the public guardian's office or had to be conserved or whatever because they just never acknowledged that the worst they could imagine was going to be worse than they could ever imagine. I hope you'll listen to my words with some concern and apply them to your own lives and the lives of your loved ones, because week after week I'm seeing more people who are in crisis, who've been in crisis for years and just absolutely refuse to acknowledge it. If you're alone and you don't have any family, if you're a husband and wife and you don't have kids, who is going to take care of you? Who is going to take care of your money? Who is going to do all that stuff? And don't tell me you got a will, and don't tell me you have a trust. because most of the time they only deal with death. They don't deal with frailty. They don't deal with disability. They don't deal with the hard decisions and realities of life that are I can wake up one morning and not know what planet I live on. Okay, give me a call if you think what I'm talking about is important to you and your family. Then give me a call and get in to see me and absolutely purpose yourselves to begin to deal with this in a serious way rather than, you know, I have people that come to my workshops, been to my workshops 10 times. I finally have to tell them to stop coming. Well, we're coming to get information. So you have information. So I know how to charge a battery. If I don't charge the battery when it's dead, the battery won't charge itself just because I know how. You actually have to take the steps that are necessary to make sure that you're going to be taken care of, your family's going to be taken care of, your money is going to be safe, your assets are going to be preserved, and the people you love are going to benefit from this activity, not some nursing home, not somebody in the long-term care industrial complex, not the state of California, not somebody else. Okay, I want to talk about veterans benefits a little bit. I hope you take it to heart. Give me a call, 800-999-8007, and actually do something. All right, I want to talk about VA a little bit. Again, don't forget my two little mini workshops this coming Tuesday, the 24th, at 11 and 12:30, limited to 5 people each. Limited to 5 people each because it's in my office and I don't have room for more than 5 people. Because with me, it makes 6, and that's all it'll hold. Give me a call. I'll give you my address and get you in. It's free. All right, I want to talk about, I love vets. There's a lot of stuff going on with vets. I love vets. My best friend is a vet. A lot of my other friends are vets. I love vets. I'm not a vet. Just worked out that way. Not any particular reason, just not a vet. But I love vets. I love what they do. I love what they've done. I love that the sacrifice that they've performed. I love everything about vets. There's a lot of misinformation about veterans benefits, and I want to talk about how this stuff is perpetuated. And if you're a vet, you probably should get in and talk to me. Because there's a very good chance that a lot of the information you've received on veterans benefits is not correct. And one of the best things I've done in my life, because I've been doing this a long time, is surround myself with people who are really knowledgeable on all these subjects. And I want to talk about an article. And this is why there's new regulations coming from the VA. They've already gone through the public comment period. They're sitting there waiting to be published. They were first promulgated in 2015. There, I'm going to read you this article. You'll get more information. But I want to read you this article. It's called VA Congress Crawl Toward Ending Abuse of Veteran Pensioners. There is a large complex of people. I call it the long-term care Dwight Eisenhower's words about the military-industrial complex. This is the long-term care industrial complex. And there are all kinds of people who profit from your ignorance. Lots of them. Politicians, organizations, nonprofits who profit from your ignorance. And the lobbyists for the long-term care industry. It's, I can't tell you over the years how many people I've run into, and here's another one of them. This is an article that was in the Sun Herald, and I forget which state that's from, which newspaper. It doesn't matter. This article was published lots of places, and it's written by a guy named Tom Philpott, who has a military blog, and I don't know much else about him except he's got a military blog and he's out there. And this is why there's misinformation, is articles like this. And I want to read you from, and this is going to go through the break, so stick with me. And if you're a veteran, you need to pay attention, because there are people out there trying to steal your benefits away from you and make sure you don't get benefits to which you are otherwise entitled. And I'm going to talk about a very specific one called aid in attendance. I'm not going to talk about service-connected disabilities. I'm not going to talk about DIC. I'm not going to talk about any Agent Orange. I'm not going to talk about a radiation benefits. I'm not going to talk about any of those VA benefits. I'm talking about aid in attendance, sometimes called improved pension benefit. But this is why vets don't get this benefit and why their spouses don't get the benefit is articles like this. And it's why if you're a vet, you need to make sure you're well-armed, that you understand how it works, you understand what your rights are, you understand how the benefit works, because it saves. It's so important to veterans, I can't tell you how many lives it's changed, this benefit. I want to start out reading this article. Again, this article is called VA Congress, Congress crawl toward ending abuse of veteran pensioners. There are politicians in California who have put together committees of people who want to end your ability to have knowledge of this benefit. I wish I could tell you who they are, but I can't. But they're there. I'll tell you in private sometime. I'm reading from the article October 15, 2017 by Tom Philpott. In 2012, the government accountability... 2012. That's only 5 years ago, folks, but that's okay. In 2012, the Government Accountability Office found more than 200 financial planning firms and estate law offices enticing veterans or their survivors into annuities or irrevocable trusts intended to hide or reallocate their assets so they could qualify for VA pensions that the claimants wouldn't be eligible for otherwise. Oh, the horror. Do you understand what this person just said? In 50 states, there were 200 people. That's 50 into 200 is 4 per state that were trying to help veterans get a benefit to which, if they qualify, they're entitled. Do you understand the bias in that up front? We don't want people to know about this pension benefit. They're entitled, they could get it, but we don't want them to know, and there are people out there trying to tell them how to do this. Oh my goodness, we're trying to tell people how they can protect what they worked a lifetime for because they served their country and they've earned this benefit if they otherwise qualify. Although, it's terrible. This, you're going to read this kind of stuff everywhere. Since then, the Department of Veterans Affairs, there you go, that ought to say something to you, and Congress, that ought to say something else to you, have been crawling toward actions to stop the abusive practices which twist the intent of the pension benefit in ways to help some veterans put others in financial binds and generate fees or profits or streams of no examples of any of this. Just, we don't want vets to know about this benefit. And people are out there telling vets about this benefit. And oh my lands, we can't have that. Let's go to the VA. We can trust them. Let's go to Congress. We can trust them. Let's go to the long-term care industrial complex. We can trust them. I read on. The VA is still working on a draft rule first released for public comment in January 2015. You can read it in the Federal Register of January 2015. That's where you can read the regs. Final publication of the net worth asset transfers and income exclusions for need-based benefits rule was expected this past summer. It was expected right before the election. They didn't want this to come out because, folks, these rules are so heinous, you can't believe them. I got to watch my time. I almost blew through the break here. So let me go on a little bit more. However, it remains in VA's internal concurrence process, said the spokesman Wednesday. They're coming out, folks. These rules are coming out. They've already been through the public comment period. It's not like we don't know anything about them. I've read them all. It's called the Veterans Care Financial Protection Act. Oh, now we're in trouble. We're going to protect veterans. Listen to the name of the bill. The Veterans Care Financial Protection Act, HR, which is House of Representatives Bill 3122, was first introduced in 2014. For 3 years, they've been trying to deny vets benefits and knowledge of this benefit. The VA, I got to figure out if I want to start on this next part. I'm not going to start on the next part. If you're a vet or love a vet, or you're going to get old and you're a vet, or you're the surviving spouse of a vet, make sure you listen through the next half hour of the program. I'm about out of time before we have to take a break, because I'm going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about aid and attendance, and I'm going to tell you how it works, and I'm going to tell you what you're entitled to get. They'll say it's not an entitlement. I'll tell you, if you qualify, you're entitled to the benefits, so I don't know what that's called. And I'm going to point out some other things in here that are not true. But if you're a vet, or you know a vet, and you care about VA, and you care about what you have rights to and don't to help your family, then make sure you listen during the next half hour. Write down my phone number, 800-999-8007, because I'll tell you how to contact me when we're done and how to get more information. So stick around. Don't go away. I'll be back after a short break, and we're going to talk more about aid in attendance, VA benefits, and misinformation. Be back in just a second. Okay, I'm back. Welcome back to Assets and Aging. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. Remember all the stuff I said up front. Everything here we talk about is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, financial, or tax advice. It's my opinion only. If you don't believe me, go check with somebody else. Never mind. I was about to say somebody brought me in something today that was done as part of a county thing. Never mind. It was a joke. Anyhow, the VA, I'm reading from this article again. We're talking about VA benefits, aid and attendance. One of the most important veterans benefits available to not only veterans, but the surviving spouse of veterans. It makes a huge difference in their life, and why you can't ever get information. This is why. Because there are a lot of people who don't want you to have the information. I'm reading from an article by a guy named Tom Philpott, who supposedly has a VA blog and does this stuff, and this was in a newspaper called the Sun Herald, but I've seen it other places in the last few days. I'm reading from the article. The VA pension program exists. The VA pension program is what you get when you retire from the military after 20 years. This is called an improved pension benefit. It's a different program. He evidently doesn't know that. The VA pension program exists to help veterans in financial distress. No, it's not. If they served at least a day of wartime service, at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, and earned an honorable or a general discharge. To be eligible for the basic VA pension, veterans also must have only modest annual incomes. No, they don't. That is patently false. But if you go to the VA website, that's what you'll be led to believe. And if you're this guy and you read this article, that's what you'll be led to believe, that there's some kind of special magical income threshold. There's not. I'm reading from the article. This is why vets don't get this benefit, is because there's an entire group of people who don't want you to know. They want to hold the information secret, so only they'll have it, and you'll have to go to them. They, meaning vets, can qualify for more VA financial help, however, I'm reading from the article, if they are disabled and unable to leave their homes unassisted. You mean this benefit is for vets who are disabled? And that's a bad thing? I read on. Or they have unmet daily living needs, or they face exorbitant medical assisted care or nursing home costs. Aid in attendance doesn't pay for nursing homes, folks. The person writing this clearly has an agenda. Somebody's put them up to this and given them information that is patently false, because aid in attendance does not pay for nursing homes. Period. I'm going to get exercised here. I'm reading from the article. The additional financial help is called the VA Aid in Attendance Benefit. Now I'm reading on. Now he finally quotes somebody else. You see where this is going? We don't want people giving advice on this. There's 200 people out there in the United States who are giving people advice, and we don't want them doing that. Now let me read from the article. It's an absolute lifeline for veterans who have significant health problems, said John Katz. Finally, somebody. John Katz, the American Legion's Assistant Director for Pensions at the VA Regional Office in Philadelphia. Many people who laid their lives on the line for their country are incapable today of taking care of themselves without housebound benefits or aid in attendance, in addition to the non-service-connected VA pension. For them, there's no other way they'd survive. Now, listen to these statistics. Remember, this is a guy who wants to end your knowledge of this. About 303,000, I'm quoting from the article, wartime veterans and 220,000 survivors draw VA pension benefits. Never mind. Veteran advocates believe thousands more veterans advocates like me, like people that this guy wants, the 200 people in the United States who are trying to help vets. Veterans advocates believe thousands more would qualify if they knew the program existed and applied. He's trying to kill information about this. He doesn't want people telling you about this. But there's thousands and thousands of vets, he says, that might qualify for this, or their wives. What has raised the profile of pensions recently, however, have been the reports from who? The Good Fairy? Who are these reports from? Congress? Oh, let's believe that. Who are these reports from? Are they from the 500,000 vets who are getting this benefit and their wives? However, have been the reports of abuse and target marketing by unscrupulous financial planners, lawyers, or even care facilities. Oh my gosh, the horror. There may be people out there, advocates, attorneys, or even care facilities who are trying to make this benefit known and available. I know somebody in town, I'm not going to tell you their name, I know somebody in town that spent a lot of time studying and taking a test to become an accredited VA agent. They spent a lot of time doing that so that they could help vets. That's who this guy is talking about, not helping. He doesn't want these kinds of people helping. Okay, I read on. The pension is a needs-based benefit. No, it's not. Is a needs-based benefit with need determined using thresholds of annual incomes and or assets or net worth. No, it's not. It is absolutely not. For example, here's every number I'm about to give you is wrong. For example, a wartime vet with no dependents can qualify for all or portion of this pension benefit. It's not the basic pension. It's an improved pension. He keeps calling it by the wrong name. And I'll tell you, you're going to read this information in other places. And you're going to believe there's nothing you can do about it. I can't tell you how many people have gone to the VA website and said, I could never get this benefit because it says my income's too high. It's because of this kind of stuff. If he or she has income, including Social Security, less than $12,907 annually, that is absolutely patently not correct. If income is $10,000, for example, the benefit would be calculated by the maximum annual pension of $12,000 minus $10,000 for it. No, it's not. No, it's not. I don't know how to say it. No, it's not. I read on. However, the pension benefit is unique in that it allows veterans to apply medical expenses to offset income. Wait a minute. You just told us there was a hard and fast, but now we get to count medical expenses. Even higher amounts are payable if the veteran or surviving spouse is housebound, and more aid and attendance dollars are available if claimants need help with daily activity. Can you imagine that? There's all this information floating around. There are politicians in California. There are organizations that don't want vets to know that this is available. And they don't want me or other people telling you that this is available. I know lots of attorneys in California, these evil attorneys that they're evidently talking about, who have helped untold hundreds of veterans and their surviving spouses get this benefit. I know a lot of people who have helped veterans get this benefit. that they otherwise would not have received if they were listening to this person's advice. If you're a vet, if you love a vet, if you're the surviving spouse of a vet, you need to know that aid in attendance will help almost, not all, but almost every vet and every surviving widow of a vet. Don't confuse it with the regular pension that you have to have served 20 years to get. This is not that, even though he makes it sound so. A married veteran needing aid in attendance can qualify for at least some portion of some pension monthly if his or her income doesn't exceed $25,525. Not true. That is not true. I don't know how to say it. That statement is not true. I know lots of people who have incomes greater than $25,000 a year who are married who have aid in attendance. I know lots of veterans who have income more than $12,000 a year who have aid in attendance. The other threshold, I'm reading from the article, the other threshold to determine eligibility is net worth. If assets other than primary residence and vehicle exceed $80,000, then the VA can't assume eligibility without a closer determination. There actually is no number in the statute. It's left up to each adjudicator back in Minnesota to figure out what it is. It's based on life expectancy tables and a whole bunch of other stuff, so that's not true. For example, if a veteran with assets totaling $100,000, I'm reading from the article, moves into an assisted living facility that costs $5,000 a month, the VA service officer could determine the asset threshold quickly will be reached and can find the veteran eligible for pension. That's not how it works. But yet you guys out there are reading this stuff and you're hearing this stuff and you're being told that you can't do it. Now, this is where the bad stuff comes in. Listen to what this person wants and is applauding. A key purpose of regulatory reform. When you hear the word regulatory reform, what do you immediately think of? Somebody's gonna get shafted. That's what I think of when I hear of regulatory. We're either gonna pay more taxes or get less benefit in regulatory reform. A key purpose of regulatory reforms aimed at VA pension benefits is to ensure they are used by low-income veterans or those facing exorbitant medical expenses they can't pay. Oh, the horror! Rather than be used as a tool to preserve family wealth. I've never met one person whose goal in life was to preserve family wealth when they were getting aid in attendance. Their goal was to get a benefit so they could pay for care. I have never talked to a single vet, and the people I know of that have gotten, have been able to help vets get this benefit have never had the vet concerned about family wealth retention. What they want to do is pay the assisted living bill or the home care bill or the memory care bill. That's what they want to do. They need money to help pay those things. Now listen to this. Here we come with the bad stuff. Get ready, vets. One provision in VA's draft rule would impose a 3-year look-back provision on assets to discourage new claimants from hiding assets. So, understand, here's the vet. Nice guy. He's a nice vet. He went to the war. He did stuff. He was in the war. He wasn't in the war, but he's qualified. So, 3 years ago, he gave $20,000 to his granddaughter to go to college. 2 years ago, he did that. Let's do this right. 2 years ago, he gave his grand. He didn't know that tomorrow he's going to have a stroke. But under the new VA rules, that $20,000 that he gave his granddaughter 2 years ago, because there's now going to be a 3-year look back, would preclude him from getting this benefit. And this guy is applauding that. And there's lots of people, including politicians who are seeking higher office in California and other people, who are applauding the fact that these new rules are going to go into effect and there now will be a 3-year look back. He doesn't also mention, I'll mention it, that in the draft regulations, if you live on a house of more than 2 acres, you can't get the benefit at all. It doesn't matter if you're impoverished. How do you like those, vets? Other changes would reset the asset ceiling to the higher, listen to this, we're getting close now, would reset the asset ceiling to the higher and brighter line used by Medicaid. That's Medi-Cal. So they want to use the same rules for the VA that they currently use for Medicaid and Medi-Cal. Wait a minute, I thought veterans benefits were supposed to be because you went and served your country. Never mind. The new rule would not leave the threshold on assets open to interpretation as it is now. Wait a minute, he just said it was $80,000. Now he's saying that the asset limit is open to interpretation. Which one is it? And if this was the first time I've read this stuff, folks, I would be aghast. But I've been telling you about this for 2 years on the radio, and you don't believe me. And now there's an entire industry out there that wants you to not know about aid in attendance and is trying to get legislation passed that will prevent you from getting this benefit. Legislative reforms which show signs of life take a different approach. Here's one of my favorite people on the planet. As Representative Matthew Cartwright, Democrat, Pennsylvania, testified last month on behalf of his bill, H.R. 3122, it would direct VA and other federal agencies to work with state officials and outside experts, there's the long-term care industrial complex, to establish state and federal standards to end dishonest, predatory, or otherwise unlawful practices that target VA aid and attendance. So if we create a 3-year look back, we're doing the work of the Lord and making sure that veterans, so that veterans can't get this benefit, so the U.S. Treasury is protected. You can't read anything else into this, folks. This is a money grab. You know the old saying about follow the money? Well, this is a money grab, and if you're a vet, you should pay attention to this. I can hardly read some of this stuff. Unscrupulous actors are increasingly exploiting this assistance program by preying on our older veterans' vulnerability to waste. Here we go. Here it comes from the congressman. Congressman Matthew Cartwright, Democrat, Pennsylvania. To waste federal dollars. I told you. Follow the money. And turn this well-deserved benefit into a financial nightmare for those who can least... Wait a minute. If they're getting the benefit because someone's giving them advice to help them get the benefit, how is that a nightmare for the people getting the benefit? The nightmare is congressmen who don't want people to get the benefit. Do you get all what's going on here and the hypocrisy of this whole thing? Some charge veterans a non-existent application fee to obtain. You can't charge a veteran. Actually, I think you can charge them $10, but I'm not even sure about that. But there's no application fee. It's against the law to charge somebody, and never mind. Others collect consultation fees with promises to expedite the application process. Yet another scam is to offer to help veterans qualify for the benefit even when their net worth is too high. Wait a minute. If you qualify, and they just said... There's no asset threshold currently. Do you get, whoever wrote this doesn't know what they're talking about. Except for the congressman and the gentleman from the American Legion who said this is a godsend to people. I read on. In this way, Bob, I don't even want to read what the congressman has to say anymore. I can't take it. He first introduced his bill on learning of companion legislation by Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts. It's hard for me to read the rest of this. But I hope by now you've figured out I'm not making this stuff up. There is an entire group of people that want you to be driven like sheep to the slaughter to certain organizations that will profit from this, and only those people in organizations or insurance policies, and not be able to have this information readily available and have people help veterans with the application process. I am not an accredited VA agent. I'm not an accredited VA agent. I love vets. I've taken upon myself to learn something about this benefit because I think it's important that vets know that this benefit exists. I think it's important that veterans know and their wives know they're surviving, that this benefit exists. Let me give you an example. And this is what the author and the congressman and the senator want to stop. So we have a veteran that has $50,000 in the bank. Okay? I'm making up numbers. Don't hold me to the numbers. He's got $50,000 in the bank, and he's got $3,000 a month of income between he and his wife, and he needs to go into assisted living. Assisted living costs $5,000 a month. So if he spends the money in his savings account, he spends $5,000 a month. In 10 months, he'll be impoverished. And when his wife dies, they'll lose one Social Security check. And she won't have the $50,000 anymore. And in 10 months, he'll be completely broke. And now, according to this guy, he can go get the benefit, and that's fair. Even though he could get the benefit with the $50,000, and now he would get, with he and his wife in assisted living, he would get a little over $2,000 a month tax-free. So he and his wife, with their $3,000 a month of income and $2,000 from aid and attendance, would be able to pay the nursing home bill, the assisted living bill. And when the husband died, the wife would still have a little bit of money in the bank to make up for the fact that she's going to lose one Social Security check. Don't you think that's awful that the veteran finds out? I think it's terrible that people are, I'm being facetious here, folks, that people are telling the veteran and his wife how to do that and how to make sure that that's what the new regulations will do. Because remember my example, this nice veteran and his wife held out their granddaughter with college a couple years ago, so they don't, because of the new 3-year look-back rule, they don't qualify for the benefit because they're rich. Remember, the author of the article tried to tell you that you had to be impoverished, and there is no such requirement in the regulations as they currently exist. But Congress and these blessed congressmen, because they don't want to pay, they don't want to pay for this. They'd rather have the money for other things. You figure out what the other things are. If they don't have to pay it to vets, then they can pay it to other people. You figure out who the other people are. It's whoever, never mind. Most of you listening had no idea that any of this was going on. If you're a vet, you should be outraged. You should be in your congressman's face about this bill and wanting to know why it's ever seen the light of day and why these veterans' regulations will ever see the light of day. I've had clients talk to at least one local congressman here who could care less. I won't tell you what party he's from, but could care less. This is a money grab. Remember, they're trying to tie the rules to Medicaid, Medi-Cal rules. They're trying to deny veterans a benefit by going after the source of information. If veterans don't know about this, by the way, do you know how many veterans are going to be eligible for this down the road? Because of right now, most of the people we talk to or I see are World War II, Korea, Vietnam vets. Do you know how many vets are going to qualify for this benefit down the road as they get older who were involved in all the desert stuff in the Middle East? It's going to be in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, and they're going to be denied this benefit, and that's why this is happening. It's looking down the road because Congress doesn't want to pay vets for their care when they need it. And this person, I don't know if they're ignorant or doing this purposefully, is hurting vets by giving out this kind of misinformation. If you're a veteran If you're the surviving spouse of a veteran, this is a benefit you need to know about. It's real. If you're struggling right now with home care or assisted living care or boarding care, if you're struggling with paying for a memory care unit and you're the veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran, you need to know this benefit exists and you need to know how to access it. There are people who can do it. There are other people who don't know anything about it. I'm lucky to know people who are pretty good at this. It's important you understand the benefit. If you want more information, call me. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Share this radio program with other vets. Listen to my last week's podcast, which was on this same article. Become informed. Protect the rights that you have. If you're a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran, if you're suffering through care expenses now, through assisted living or home care or whatever, call me. I can point you to people who can help. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You have a right to know this stuff, folks. Just like you have a right to know about Medi-Cal, you have a right to know about public benefits, you have a right to know what's out there that you can access that will help pay. We're living too long, and the cost of living too long is getting higher and higher. Don't forget my mini workshops this coming Tuesday, the 24th. Call me about those, limited to 5 people each. I hope you all have a great day. Thank you for permitting me into your homes and your cars and every place else. We'll see you again here next week. 800-999-8007. Medi-Cal, long-term care, veterans benefits. Give me a call. 800-999-8007. Have a great day. We'll see you here again next week. Bye-bye.